Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's Tuesday, and I'm glad that you've chosen to spend a portion of your day with us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I just am so excited about this series. I hope you can hear that in my voice and that it's coming through your radio or your iPod. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ has neglected the topic of deliverance. It was controversial in Derek Prince's day, and he paid a huge price to bring and to pioneer that truth in the church of his day. And now it's far more accepted, but now we actually have to do it. The fact of the matter is that what we're talking about in deliverance is not possession. We're talking about where the devil attaches to people's personalities, attaches to their souls, and drives them into destructive directions. And I'm so thrilled to know that there's a good systematic teaching that can guide us in being set free from these very things. Now, if you've missed any of this, log onto the website at derekprince.org and listen to the teachings over and again until you not only understand them, but they sort of gel in your soul. Very, very important. Of course, you'll also find a lot of other wonderful material there on DerekPrince.org. Derek now, where we're picking up the teaching today, is giving us a list of entry points for the demonic. How does the demonic gain entrance into our life? And he has been very insightful, helping us understand things that many of us have never heard before, and it's beginning to explain why we've had some of the problems that we've had. So grab your Bible and a notebook, and let's listen as Derek continues to teach us on how the demonic gains entrance into our lives.
Number 6, moment or place of weakness. It can be emotional weakness, can be physical weakness. A woman is standing on a street corner and a horrible automobile accident takes place in front of her eyes. She's exposed to the spirit of fear. Or a woman has only one child. This is a case I actually dealt with. A boy, at the age of 5, he dies. She goes into depression and stays in it for years. She has opened up to the spirit of grief, which is a very powerful spirit. Or a woman is expecting to get married, and at the last moment, the engagement is canceled, and she yields to the spirit of disappointment and goes through life an incomplete person. I remember I was teaching once years ago in a certain place, and there was a lady who was Pentecostal and very spiritual, sitting on the front row, and I happened to name the spirit of disappointment. And I watched her face. It convulsed. She changed totally. Her whole personality changed until she was delivered from that spirit of disappointment. You see, if you build your hopes on something and it doesn't work out, you're probably exposed to an evil force. Now, another kind of weakness is physical weakness. Let me give you this example. I've talked about epilepsy as being produced at times by an evil spirit. Some years ago, my first wife and I had a girl of about 18 who came to us. She'd heard my tapes. She was a confirmed, diagnosed epileptic on medication, but she believed that it was an evil spirit. She came to us for deliverance. So Lydia and I prayed for her, and we felt that the spirit had left. But then the Lord seemed to say to me, "Your job isn't finished." So I said to the girl, "Now tell me, how did this start? Did it start with a physical injury?" And she said, "Yes, I was struck on the head by a baseball, and after that the seizures started." Well, I said, the physical injury was purely physical, but it opened the door to a spirit of epilepsy. You understand? The place of weakness was the injury to her brain. Now I said to her, "I believe the spirit has gone out. We need to close the door." So Lydia and I put hands on her and prayed for the healing of her brain. I was in contact with her for about 3 years after that. She took no more medication, never had another seizure. But I give that simply as an example of a moment or a place of weakness. And the last one is sinful acts or habits. If you persist in a certain sinful habit, you can be sure that sooner or later it will become demonic. To give an example of a sinful act, I had to pray for a young woman once who had gone to see the film The Exorcist. She knew she shouldn't go. She went and something entered her. She had to come, confess as a sin that she'd gone on territory that was forbidden, and then she was delivered. Or a person may go to a pornographic movie and some kind of sex demon will enter, demon of lust. But you won't get delivered until you've confessed the sin that opened the way for the demon. You understand? All right, now we come to what is the center of the whole thing. How to be delivered. This is what all of us need to know. And I'm going to give you a list of simple, basic steps. I don't say you have to follow all these steps, but I've observed that these are the things that are relevant. Number one, be humble. Okay? Now you'll see why I say that when I write up number two, be honest. You understand, it takes humility to be honest. I tell people, don't call your problem by some fancy psychiatric name. Call it what it really is. Call a spade and not an agricultural implement. All right. If it's lust, call it lust. If it's hatred, call it hatred. Say to women, call it by the same name you'd call it in your husband, and you got the right name. But that takes humility, all right? You won't face the truth unless you first humble yourself. And remember, the Bible always puts on us the responsibility for humility. It always says, humble yourself. Don't pray to God to make you humble, because He'll humiliate you. And then you'll have to be humble, but it's your decision. Like this, you see? If you are seeking deliverance, there may come a moment when you have to choose between two things, your dignity and your deliverance. Now, if dignity is more important to you than deliverance, you know what your problem is? Pride, that's right. I always think of this doctor, doctor's wife in the state of Alabama. She was a kind of southern-style lady. She'd heard me teaching and she came up and said, Mr. Prince, if I understand what you're saying, if I'm to be delivered, I may scream. I said, it could happen. But she said, I was brought up that a lady doesn't scream in public. Well, I said, suppose you were in a river drowning and you were going down for the third time and you thought there might be someone on the bank who could rescue you, would you be too ladylike to scream? Well, see, that's an option. You can choose to drown, or you can be a little less ladylike for 5 minutes. But my advice to people is let your dignity go, because it'll come back. And when you've been delivered, you'll be much more dignified. You won't have this thing inside you struggling all the time. Okay, but I really say humility is the key.
You know, I said it yesterday in our time with Dick Leggett. I believe that a demonic stronghold is often nothing more than the enemy watching the turn of our soul towards sin, the things we give ourselves to in an unrepented manner, and then pushing us further in that direction, just like a lineman in a football game pushing his opponent further in the direction he's already going to get him out of the way. That's what the devil's doing. He's not coming and possessing. He's simply reinforcing our immoral tendencies. But there's freedom, and we're learning about it. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry in deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. and the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today. We've just turned a corner with Derek Prince. He's been talking to us for quite some time about how demons gain entrance into our lives. And now he's beginning to talk about how we expel demons, how we get set free. What are the attitudes of heart? What are the prayers we need to pray to break the demonic off of our lives? It's exciting. Let's listen.
You see, that's an option. You can choose to drown, or you can be a little less ladylike for 5 minutes. But my advice to people is let your dignity go, because it'll come back. And when you've been delivered, you'll be much more dignified. You won't have this thing inside you struggling all the time. Okay, but I really say humility is the key. All right, the next is confess your faith in Christ, because he is the high priest of our confession. When we confess right, he comes to our help. But if we don't make the right confession, we don't get him on the scene. Number four, confess any known sin. All right, I'll write ditto there. Any known sin. And I want to put, but I have not enough room on the line, by yourself or your ancestors. In some cases, you have to identify yourself with the family problem and say, it's my problem, I confess it, I ask for forgiveness, even though it was your grandmother or your aunt or whoever it was. Number five, repent of all sin. Without repentance, you remember what we've been saying all along? Without repentance, there is no deliverance. And I'll put here Proverbs 28:13, which says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Do you want mercy? You've got to do two things, confess and forsake. That's old-fashioned. But then God hasn't changed, you understand? A lot of people have the attitude, if I don't confess my sin, God will never know about it. Really, I've met many people. That's a mistake. God knows already. He's not asking you to confess in order that he can find out. He's asking you to confess in order that he can have mercy on you, understand? And let me tell you some other good news. God is unshockable. You can tell him the worst about yourself. He already knows it, and he still loves you. But if you hold it in, you've held your problem in. All right, number six. Break with occult curses, which we're going to deal with tonight. I can't go into that in detail now. And secret societies. Okay, especially Freemasonry. That is a source of the most tremendous demonic problems. And it goes from generation to generation, including retardation, crippling, all sorts of problems. All right, really, that's part of repentance, you understand? But I've put it up separately. Number seven, forgive others. All others. Everybody. Don Basham and I had a friend years back who was a veterinarian. He needed deliverance, but he didn't get delivered till he'd forgiven the whole IRS. That was his problem. None of you have that problem, I'm sure. Jesus said in Matthew 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anybody. That leaves out nothing and nobody. It's your responsibility to forgive. You don't wait till they humble themselves and say, I really am sorry for what I did to you. You forgive them, not for their sake primarily, but for your sake. I tell people, forgiving others is not being super spiritual or sentimental. It is really simply enlightened self-interest. That's all it is. And number 8, one beautiful brief word, expel. We'll come to that a little later, but passivity doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to take action. The simplest action to take is to begin to breathe out. In both Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit is the same word for breath. I remember a little boy, or rather a mother, who came to me, asked me to pray for a little boy of about 4 or 5. I said, what's his problem? She said, allergies. What kind of allergies? Food allergies. What's he allergic to? Tell me what he isn't allergic to. Well, I said, I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Is that okay? She said, fine. I said, I need to talk to your son. Now, I talked to him in very simple child language, said, there's a bad spirit, like a breath, inside you. I'm going to command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I want you to let it go. So when I say in the name of Jesus, you blow it out. So he was like a little soldier, prayed for him, said, in the name of Jesus, and he went, that was all. So I thought, did it work or didn't it? So I just had to leave it with the Lord. About 3 days later, the lady came back and said, pray for me. I said, what is your problem? She said, allergies. I said, tell me first what happened to your son. Well, she said, he marched straight home, went to the refrigerator, opened it, and sampled everything in it, and nothing did him any harm. See how simple. Except you become like a little child, you don't get these benefits.
Boy, Derek Prince goes in where others fear to tread. I just heard him say that Freemasonry is an involvement that requires deliverance when people become believers. I heard him say that secret societies and the occult. I heard him say that even unforgiveness can become a playground of the demonic. Isn't it great to hear the pure, unvarnished Word of God, because that's what leads to our deliverance. Listen, coming up, Christopher Selvig is going to be with us to help us apply these truths to our lives as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry in deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. Joining me in the studio today is Christopher Selby, who is not only a grandson of Derek Prince, but also the executive producer of our show and a man also very experienced in the ministry of deliverance. And Christopher, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, Derek's been giving us some steps that people can begin to walk out to receive deliverance. And I imagine there's some folks out there who thought that deliverance would be, you know, add water and stir, instantaneous kind of experience. But really, it's a broader thing than that, and you're more experienced at this than I am. Fill us in.
Well, I can't emphasize enough how important these points that my grandfather is making in this teaching today are. If you've been listening to the program for the last little over a week now, we've heard a lot of very, very insightful teaching on how demons operate, how they enter in, their areas of residence. And that's all very good in identifying the enemy in your life. But in every deliverance opportunity that I've had to minister deliverance to someone, the success or failure has always hinged upon whether the person who needs deliverance is willing to walk through these steps that the word indicates are necessary in order to receive deliverance. It's important it's more important than the person ministering deliverance. It really falls on the person who is needing the deliverance.
Well, and I would imagine that is extremely important because one of the great scriptures in the Bible is the idea that when a demon is removed, he goes and gets seven stronger or like him
right
to help out. In fact, I have a pastor friend who says, look, at least have the wisdom of a demon. If you've got troubles, go get help, you know. But I think it's important because if the person's heart isn't turned the right way, it's possible that somebody else gifted in deliverance can help them get set free from that demonic attachment, but their life's not going to be changed because they're going to be given to the same immorality.
That's absolutely right. There are so many times where someone is kind of the patch. They deal with this for the moment, but they're not willing to deal with this on an ongoing basis. I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I see that trips people up, either opening the door for demonic activity to come into their lives or to bring it back recurring in their lives, is unforgiveness. You know, there are so many times where, you know, I've been ministering deliverance to someone and we just can't get that breakthrough. And it's because they just absolutely will not forgive. They refuse to forgive. There's someone that they just can't let go of, that hurt or that bitterness, that pain that they went through. And that, as the word indicates to us, opens up the door for demonic activity. Well, if you may receive deliverance in a situation, but if you do not continue to walk in that forgiveness, then you just leave yourself wide open for the enemy.
You know, it basically reminds me of Ephesians 4, where it says that, you know, when we let the sun go down on our wrath, we give the devil an opportunity. The word there is topos in Greek. It's the word we get topological or topographical from. And in Greek, it means strategic military territory. When I'm teaching this, I'll actually take a large man out of the audience and grab him by the back of the belt.
You've done that to me, actually.
Well, I thought I had. I wasn't going to assume. But the bottom line is that that's what the devil wants. He doesn't really want to possess a Christian. He can't possess a Christian. What he wants is a strategic hold that gives him control. And that's what he's really after.
Right.
Now, what resources would you recommend for folks who are really saying, man, I want to get set free here, and I mean it?
Well, you know, this series that we've been going through in last week and all the rest of this week, you know, my grandfather titled it The Basics of Deliverance. And we're really hitting the highlights in a certain sense. It's very detailed, but there's so much more in this, and we really want to make this freedom and deliverance package available to anyone. It's normally about $47 for this book and these six CDs, but anybody who would like to get a hold of that, we'd like to make it available for $24.95. They can do that on the website at derekprince.org, or they can call in at 1-800-448-3261.
Christopher, I really appreciate your wisdom on this subject. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the six CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.